saw here in Sahana, Advaita Acharya Vyasasan and is giving class. What is this bhakti? What bhakti can do? Bhakti is like a mirror. But what is the use of mirror if you don't have eyes? Jnana is like eyes. Without jnana you cannot see anything. So in this way, he is glorifying jnana and giving class. Because he realized Gauranga Mahaprabhu coming. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu then entering to Advaita Acharya's house. Very angry, his face, everything, swelling like anything. And Haridas Thakur, other devotees, Sita Devi, Achyutananda, there's Nimai, very often goes to Advaita's house, but they have never seen Nimai in this position, so angry, what is happening? Mother Sita, Achyutananda, Haridas are so scared. They're hiding behind the wall. What is happening? Nimai is so angry today. Then Nimai, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and everybody angry, but Nityananda will smiling. He knows what is going to happen. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. Now Advaita sitting on a raised platform giving class, Advaita Acharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and grabbed him. Pulled him down from his vyasasana. Put him on the courtyard, on the ground. And punching on his face. Slapping him, punching him, slapping him. Then Sita Devi very scared. Hey, what are you doing, Nimai? Stop, stop, stop. He's an old man. If you do like this, anything may happen. Anything, he may die. But Nimai is not listening. Not punching on his, not on his face, on his back. And every... Very well. So everyone got very scared. Then, after getting few punches, then Advaita Acharya woke up, got up, and he's clapping, and he's in ecstasy, dancing. Oh, very nice, very nice. Oh, Nimai, what happened to you? You are always telling that you are my servant, but is this the behavior of a servant? You are beating me, this is not a servant, you are always taking dust from a lotus feet. You are so humble, you are simply doing drama at that time. The actual real position, you are not my servant, I am your servant. That's why you are chastising me. So this is the whole plan. That Mahaprabhu sometimes by beating his devotees, not ordinary devotees, Advaita Acharya, not some ordinary devotee, whom he is beating to give ecstasy. And Advaita Acharya, after getting few punches and few slaps from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is so ecstasy. And he got fainted in ecstasy. And more stories goes more longer. But I will give another instance. For devotee, so unique relationship between Lord and his devotee. How devotee eagerly waiting to be beaten up by the Lord. In the same way, Lord also waiting very eagerly to be beaten up for the pleasure of his Lord. In Sriva's house, Mahaprabhu exhibited Mahabhav Prakash. Because Mahaprabhu always in very humble mood, in the mood of a devotee. But sometime he got into Aishwarya Bhav. One day he just went and climbed into the altar, Vishnu altar, picked up all the saligrams on his lap. Then he is exhibiting that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he is calling different devotees. Oh Gangadas, come here. Do you know, on that day, midnight, you left your house because Yavanas were coming to attack you? And left middle of the night, you left your house and trying to cross the Ganges and escape from here. And there is nobody, no boatman. At one point you are so scared, you are thinking Yavanas will come and touch your wife. Then you plan to commit suicide, jumping into the Ganga. Do you know at that time, one boatman came with a boat. And you told him, please rescue me, take me to the other side of Ganga, I will give you one taka, one rupee, I will give you some gifts. Ganga said, yes, Mahaprabhu, I remember that night. Mahaprabhu said, do you know who is that boatman? Yes, some boatman came. That boatman was me. I came here to rescue you. Everybody, when Ganga Das heard this, Oh, you are so merciful. Before Mahaprabhu's appearance also, that he fainted immediately. So like this, Mahaprabhu is calling different devotees, Srivas Thakur, and reminding that how he has helped them. Advaita Acharya reminding how he has appeared within his heart and make him to understand the commentary of Bhagavad Gita. So different devotees is calling. At one point he called, Haridas, come here. Do you know, when 22 marketplace, 22 bazaar, you are beaten by the Yavanas and you are calling my name, help of myself? Says, yes, Mahaprabhu, I was beaten in 22 marketplace, but by your mercy, I did not understand, I did not feel anything. Oh, you know only that much? That is much more to it. So what is that? Then Mahaprabhu revealed. So do you know, when you are beaten by the Yavanas, I was in Vaikuntha. I understood you are beaten by Yavanas. Immediately I become so angry. I ordered my Sudarshan Chakra. You go and kill all these Yavanas. But Sudarshan Chakra did not listen my order. He did not listen my order. Why, you know? Because when I am telling Sudarshan Chakra, you go and kill these Yavanas, that time you are praying, oh my Lord, they are foolish people, they do not know. Please excuse them. So what my Sudarshan Chakra will do? Because I have told my devotees are greater than me. So Sudarshan Chakra took it in that way. You are greater than me. Instead of following my order, he is following your order. He is not coming out of my finger to kill you. So I am in a big problem now. What to do? Because I have told Name Bhakta Vinasati, my devotees will not be vanquished. Same time I have told also my devotees are greater than me. So because I have told my devotees are greater than me, Sudarshan Chakra, instead of listening to me, listening to you, but same time I have to protect you also. So that's why I couldn't find any other way. So I myself came and I put my back on top of your back. So that all these whip sticks, they're put on my back. You are not attacked. Haridas Thakur looking at him. It's true. You came, this happened. Mahaprabhu realized. He is not believing. You don't believe? That I had come and I had put my back on your back, so all the sticks, all the whips I took on my back. Then immediately Mahaprabhu took off his chadar. Says, see, all the marks are still on my back. This is magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Kaurile Chitta. That far, the Supreme Lord can go to protect his devotees. We cannot understand how far Lord can go. We only can understand, oh, why Lord is so cruel? People ask question, why Lord is so cruel? Why he makes us to suffer in this material world? But we will not understand the magnanimity of Lord, the Supreme Person of the Godhead, unless we go through the life history of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How magnanimous he is. In this way he is giving his mercy to everybody. That is what is called as audarya or karunya. Audarya or karunya is very special things. I will explain briefly about these two words, the significance, after telling one or two more pastimes, which shows the magnanimity of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That day, Mahaprabhu having his Mahabhaprakash and he telling, tell me what boon you want. Anything you want, I will give you. That blessings. Somebody telling, please give me prema bhakti. Somebody telling, oh, my father is not happy, I have become devotee, please make him devotee also. All kinds of things people are asking. He saying, okay, tathastu. That will happen. Everybody getting Krishna prema. Then Srivas Thakur came, Mahaprabhu, you are giving Krishna prema to everybody. On the one side,
ওকে বলো জেনারেটর বন্ধ করবে না এখনই, তুমি না ডাকার পর্যন্ত। সো মুকুন্দ সিটিং বিহাইন্ড দি কার্টেন ইজ ওয়েটিং হোয়েন মহাপ্রভু উইল কল মি অ্যান্ড গিভ মি প্রেম ভক্তি, বাট মহাপ্রভু ইজ নট কলিং মুকুন্দ। শ্রীবাস সেড, মহাপ্রভু ইউ আর গিভিং প্রেম ভক্তি টু এভরিবডি, বাট মুকুন্দ ইজ সিটিং বিহাইন্ড দি কার্টেন, ইফ ইউ ডোন্ট কল হি উইল নট কাম। মহাপ্রভু ভেরি অ্যাঙ্গ্রি, don't tell me about that guy and beta, they call beta something like guy, don't speak me about that guy, something like that, don't tell me about that beta. So I'll give everybody param bhakti, I'll not give him. So why he sings so nice song, you enjoy hearing from him, so what offense he has committed, please no give him Krishna prem. So no he's khar jhatia means when he come to us, he take a straw in his mouth. Oh, bhakti is so great, so nice. He try roll on the ground. Oh, everything so nice. Bhakti is great. Then he go to other people that discussing jnana. Oh, jnana is so great. It's a khar jhatia. Khar jhatia means, Mahaprabhu saying sometimes he take a straw, be humble. When he accept bhakti, then he glorify jnana. Means putting, jhatia means putting broom on my back. Putting stick, beating me on my back. So I will not see that kharjhatya. I will not give him prem bhakti. So devotees got very disappointed. Very bad. Mukunda is such a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. Then they went and told Mukunda, Mahaprabhu is very angry. He is telling that he will not give you prem bhakti. Then Mukunda is thinking, then why should I leave? I should commit suicide. Then Mukunda said, please ask Mahaprabhu. Then when I can get his darshan? Then devotee they went, asked Mahaprabhu. Then Mukunda asking, when can he have your darshan? Then Mahaprabhu said, that you go and tell him, after 10 million lifetime, he'll get my darshan. After 10 million lifetime, he'll get my darshan. When devotees heard this, they felt so morose. They think, how can you tell this thing to Mukunda, that after 10 million lifetime he'll get darshan of Mahaprabhu. How will he survive? We listen to these things. They were very much disappointed. With a lot of reluctance they went to Mukunda. Mukunda, we are very sorry to tell you that Mahaprabhu said after 10 million lifetime you will have darshan of Mahaprabhu. And when Mukunda heard that, he was in ecstasy. He chanting in that, oh really, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Only 10 million lifetime he'll give me darshan. Because Mahaprabhu has used word nischita, nischita dekhive amare. Definitely he will see me. So he did not care for 10 million lifetimes, but he attentively took it seriously, nischita. It is sure he will see me. And he took it so lovely. Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he told that it is sure that he will give me darshan. But 10 million lifetime, what is he saying? We are from millions and millions, time immemorial we are here, or 10 million lifetimes, no matter. At least he gave guarantee, I can have his darshan, so merciful. So he takes that as great mercy of Mahaprabhu, that 10 million lifetimes he can have darshan of Mahaprabhu. Then devotees went back to Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu asked, do you tell Mukunda that he will get my darshan after 10 million lifetimes? Yes. What he said? He was in ecstasy, chanting, dancing in the ecstasy. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, bring him now here. You can have my darshan. All devotees said, what? You just told after 10 million lifetimes you will get your darshan. But one moment, how can you be calling him to get your darshan? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes. The 10 million lifetimes has passed. Mahaprabhu Kala Smiham, he is Kala. Kala is working under him. One moment he can pass 10 million lifetime. And one ratra he can put one brahmaratra as gopis, they're dancing for one night for the people, ordinary people, but one brahmaratra has been passed. The kala is controlled by him. So all his 10 million lifetimes in the past, he can come immediately to me. It's magnanimity. Then Mukunda was brought. And Mukunda is so much ecstasy. How Mahaprabhu reciprocate? To whom Mahaprabhu reciprocate? Who can understand Mahaprabhu? Then Mahaprabhu said, no, Mukunda, you are my great devotee. I was just joking with you, saying, to test you, how much faith you have on me. So Mahaprabhu, very difficult to understand Mahaprabhu's mood. Once in Sribas house, every night they have kirtan and they close the door. Nobody can enter. Many people try to go but close. The people are denied to go inside, then they become very angry, they rebuke, they shout, scold. What is happening there inside? Actually, some place I read that why Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Because he has cursed to take sannyas. One night when Brahman came, and he was not allowed to go inside, he was very angry. Why they did not allow me to see Gauranga dancing? The next morning, the Nimai went to take bath. The Brahman is sitting there, very angry. So he took his Brahman thread. His Brahman wrapped like this. Nimai, your people did not allow me. You didn't allow me to see your dance in your house last night. So I curse you. You cannot stay in your house. You have to roam. You don't allow me in a house. You can't stay in your house also. So this, because of this curse, so Mahaprabhu has to take sannyas. That is one external reason could be. So many people, they try to go inside. So one day, one Brahman boy came across Sribas. You please allow me, I have to see the Gauranga dancing. So he was saying, no, I can't allow. But previously one incident happened. Mahaprabhu wanted dancing and he did not get any prem, no bhava. Then he's asking, what is happening? Some other category person have entered. So they are searching, they could not find everything. Maybe I have done something wrong. Why Mahaprabhu is not getting premabhava? Then Sribas searching. Then finally found his mother-in-law covering herself under a basket, big basket sitting there. And Sribas became so angry because she is disturbing Mahaprabhu's kirtan. He grabbed her hair and pulled her out and threw her out of the house. Then immediately Mahaprabhu started to jump, dance in ecstasy. So Sribas knows other personalities can come in. But this Brahman insisting, please allow me. Then Sribas thought anyway, he's very pure, pious Brahman. He lives on drinking only milk his whole life. Great tapasya. Maybe you are bona fide, you are eligible. Okay. Tonight you come. Then that night he came, the Brahman came, and hiding sitting in one corner. And Mahaprabhu started kirtan. The kirtan happening. Ecstatic kirtan. All of a sudden Mahaprabhu stopped. Why I am not getting any ecstasy anymore now? Then everybody kept quiet. Somebody else has entered, then Sribas himself went, Mahaprabhu, I have brought somebody. But he is very qualified, because he is drinking milk from his childhood. He's a good Brahman. He is following all the dharma nicely. Then Mahaprabhu became very angry. What do you think? Somebody will drink milk in his life, he is eligible to see my dance, he will get prema bhakti. Somebody following dharma, somebody take birth in Brahman family, that is the eligibility, qualification. I don't want to listen to anything. Throw him out of this place. In the meantime, when the conversation is going on, this man ran away from there, this Brahman. He didn't wait even it. He ran away. But he did not get upset, like all other Brahmanas. He was feeling, oh Lord, Nimai is so merciful. I'm such a fallen. I am not qualified to see his dance. But still, due to his magnanimity, at least I could see something. Now he was feeling himself very low. Until I am so fortunate, at least some of his dance I could see. When he was going back, the Antarjami Nimai Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he understood. Then he told devotees, go, call him back. Now he is qualified. He can join in my dance, no problem. Because he has achieved that mood of surrendership. So throughout Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life history, by his own example, the example of the devotees, how he is explaining that how by taking humble position we can win the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the whole purpose. Apane acharya dharma jivare sikhao. For this purpose Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So that we should be careful. Mahaprabhu That time he came personally, make us free from offense, make us free from sinful reactions, this, that, delivered us. But that doesn't mean Mahaprabhu is very merciful, we should go on doing, committing sin or doing offense and we will get Mahaprabhu's mercy, not necessarily. That's why Mahaprabhu also kept some vivid examples how serious it is to commit Vaishnava Aparad. Regarding Vaishnava Aparad, Vrindavan Das Thakur giving a nice commentary to Jagai Madhai, deliverance. And I told yesterday, Jagai Madhai committed so much sinful reaction, so much sinful activities. So Vrindavan Das Thakur raising a point, how come somebody committing so much sinful activities, he can get Krishna Prem? Then he is saying that yes, they committed so much sinful activity but still they got Krishna Prem. The reason is they are drunkard, they are drinking wine, that's why they got Krishna Prem. So very nice, you drink wine, you get Krishna Prem. So the reason is, you know, they are drinking wine, they get Krishna Prem means that nowadays some people, they also drink wine, give with Bhagavad Katha. They smoke, they drink wine to come to mood, otherwise they can't speak Bhagavad Katha. They have to come in mood, no, to speak. So some people may think like this. So here, you see, the Jagai Madhai, they're drinking, not to come to mood of ecstasy. The Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, yes, they committed lot of sinful activities. Krishna is saying, sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam saranam braja ahamtam sarva papebhyo mukhe sa mahasaja. Don't be worried. But they are drunk, always drunk. They committed sinful activities, but they are not doing Vaishnava aparad. So that is the reason that drinking too much wine helped them. So they have no time to do prajalpa. Paraninda, paracharcha. As soon as we get some time, we engage, enjoying discussing about others. When Bhagavad Katha starts, the Bhagavad speaker says, Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Jnananjana Salaka Chakshur Unmilitam, means opening the eyes. All the audience, Chakshur Unmilitam, closing their eyes, right? But as soon as Bhagavata Katha finished, everybody woke up, oh, you know, talking here, talking there, you know, all prajalpa. So that is the Paraninda Paracharcha, was a big obstacle. That's why they got Krishna Prem. But here in another instance, just opposite, Mahaprabhu giving Krishna Prem to everybody. Then Srivas Thakur came. Mahaprabhu, you are giving Krishna Prem to everybody. But what about Mother Sachi? Should not she get Krishna Prem? Mahaprabhu very angry. Don't tell me about her. She will not get Krishna Prem. She is not qualified to get Krishna Prem. How is that? She is holding you for 12 months or 10 months in her womb and she is not qualified. No, she committed Vaishnava Aparad. What Vaishnava Aparad? Whom she committed? To Advaita Acharya. So only if she takes the dust of Advaita Acharya's feet, then she will become free from Vaishnava Aparad. Then she will get Krishna Prem. And all the devotees, they ran to Advaita Acharya. Mahaprabhu saying that Sati Mata will get Krishna Prem if you give the dust of your feet and she will put on her head. When Advaita Acharya heard that, He said, what are you talking about? Yes, you want me go to hell? Do you know who is Mother Sachi? Are she is the mother of the whole universe. She is holding in her womb Vishwambhar, who is holding everybody. She is holding that Vishwambhar in her womb. And you are telling me, I will give the dust of my feet, she will put on her head. So she started like this and he went on glorifying Mother Sachi. How great she is, this, that. And when Advaita Acharya was glorifying Mother Sachi, he fainted, lying on the ground. Then Mahaprabhu said, Mother Sachi was standing next to Advaita Acharya. Hey, this is the great opportunity. Now you jump and get the dust from his feet. Otherwise he will never give the dust of his feet to put on your head. So now you take this opportunity. Because Advaita Acharya is unconscious. Then as soon as Mother Sachi took the dust of Advaita Acharya, immediately she was in ecstasy. So sometimes the devotees, they ask, what happened to Haridas Thakur, Chota Haridas? I do not know what happened to the Srivas Thakur's mother-in-law. There is no, Vrindavan Das Thakur has not explained, he is silent about that. He saw what happened, she was thrown out, whether she got Krishna Prem or not. So why Mahaprabhu doing all these things? Mahaprabhu is doing all these things because when Mahaprabhu is here, he does not take any offense. Any sinner, any offensive, he will deliver everybody. But Mahaprabhu is very careful. Once I disappear from here, people will take advantage of these things. Oh, Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he doesn't take any offense, he doesn't take any sin, so they will commit too much sinful activity, too much offense. So I have to leave behind some example for these things. That's why he was very strict to Chhota Haridas. He was so strict, he counted this little offense. What happened Sachi, Mother Sachi has done to Advaita Acharya? Mother Sachi was there and Vishwarup used to go to listen Bhagavad Gita from Advaita Acharya. And he listened to Bhagavad from Advaita Acharya. Then he developed Vairagya. Then he took sannyas. So Sachi Mata was very dissatisfied with this. Then later on, when Vishwambar Nimai went to Advaita Acharya, then Sachi Mata became very disturbed out of her affection towards Nimai, towards her son. She just told her, oh, who tell this? Her name is Advaita, his number one Daita. Who says he is Advaita? Now, I have nobody, I had one son, he becomes sannyasi. Now this is Nimai is here, now this Advaita is giving some knowledge to him, he will also take sannyasi. So one time, out of affection to her son, she said like this. And that was such a great offense. For that thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to made her to take the dust of Advaita Acharya. So all these great examples are there. We can understand all these things only when we go to the commentary of all our Acharyas, otherwise we will all misunderstand Mahaprabhu. And that is what happened after Mahaprabhu. Srinivasa Acharya, Narottam, Samananda, they were preaching very nicely for some time. Mahaprabhu's philosophy was followed properly. And after that, Mahaprabhu's philosophy was taken in very wrong way. So much so, at one point, if people, good family, aristocratic people, will see Vaishnav, they would stay away from them. Vaishnavs are so neglected, so people would hate to go to Vaishnavs. But what one time Vaishnav Chaitanya's followers means is, you have many wives, you eat fish, if Guru comes to your house, you must give them some sabji, sabji with fish. If there is no fish curry, then you don't do Guru Seva properly. All these kinds of things are going on. Until Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur bring this Chaitanya philosophy to us in the proper way. Since there are so many magnanimous pastimes, but at the end I'll take few minutes from you to go a little philosophy, not pastimes. Little philosophy of explaining you, very briefly I'll explain to you. As the yesterday I started explaining Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. And what is this Karuna? I'll tell you briefly. Please listen very carefully. When I'm telling some pastimes, it falls sleepy, okay. But philosophy means you have to really be alert. You have to understand this point. I'll try to make it as brief as possible. You see, when somebody gets Krishna prem, what happens? What is the reciprocation between God and his devotee? What is the reciprocation between the Lord and living entities? Living entity develops love. So that is what the Lord enjoys. His premier vikari, the beggar of love. The Lord enjoys by getting love from his devotees. Then how Lord reciprocates? Then Lord reciprocates by giving his sweetness, the mellows, to his devotees. In this material world, we are all trying to enjoy through our senses, to see something beautiful, to eat something very tasty, to smell something of nice smell. That is our sense gratification. And how we get that sense gratification? That is the perverted reflection of the real sense gratification which comes from Krishna. The perverted sense gratification comes from kama, and real sense gratification comes from prema. More we develop prema, become free from kama, the sweetness of Krishna we can release. Or in another way, word, the Krishna will release his mellows to his devotees, as much as prema has been revealed within him. So this is a reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. Lord enjoy to get the love of his devotee, and a devotee enjoy to get the sweetness of the Lord. So five kinds of sweetness are there, and we have five senses. So Vishwanath Chakravarti explaining, when the devotee by his sadhana bhakti, he comes to a platform, they come to bhava bhakti, now Krishna Sphurti will be there. Then finally his love will be so intense, at one point, all of a sudden Krishna will manifest himself in front of him. His beauty, saundarya, first will be saundarya, beauty. Then the devotee will see the beauty of Krishna through his eyes. He is so beautiful that these two eyes will not be sufficient for devotees. So as a result, but through some inconceivable potency of Lord, all the senses of the devotee, including mind, everything will get the power to see. The nose can see also. The ear can see also. Including mind, everything can see. And devotee will use all his senses to see only Krishna. And as a result, he will get so much ecstasy that he cannot control himself. He will be fell flat, fainted. So Krishna has reciprocate, my devotee has fainted, what to do? Then Krishna will try with his next sense. Next sense is smell. Krishna will give the body, release bodily smell. Then when the devotee will get the sweet smell of Krishna's bodily fragrance, then again he will come back to sense. Then there is so much ecstasy, that all his senses will turn into nose. Power of getting, releasing the smell. And again he will faint. Then Lord has to reciprocate, what to do with my devotee? The next thing Lord will give, his sweet words through his ears. Lord will say, oh my dear devotee, you don't be worried, I am with you. Why are you so worried? Then as soon as the devotee will hear the sweet sound vibration of the Lord, all his senses including mind will develop a potency of hearing. And hearing Lord's sweet sound vibration, again he'll faint. Then Lord has to reciprocate. Then Lord will reciprocate to his fourth sense. Fourth sense is skin, touch. So Lord will reciprocate to devotees according to the rasa. Different rasa Lord will touch. If it's dasya rasa, so Lord will touch his lotus feet to the head of the devotee. And devotee will get ecstasy to get the touch of lotus feet of the Lord. And sakya rasa, the Lord will go and do handshake with him. Do handshake. And with soft touch of Lord's hand, he's so soft, devotee will fall fainted there. Wow, so soft Lord's hand. Then if it is vatsalya rasa, devotee in ecstasy crying, all astasatvik vikaras are there, the Lord will very affectionately go to the devotee in vatsalya rasa, sit in his lap, and very affectionately, Lord will, by hand, will wipe the tears of his devotee. And when the devotee will get that touch,